want to go where you spent those nights, cheering for the home team with your besties under those Friday lights. Want to meet your mama, I want to meet your dad. Tell me, do you want to take me back? Was it a red dirt road or an old Tulane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down. Take me down the road that raised you up.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, The Road That Raised You Up, by country star Jason Blaine. Canadian country favorite Jason Blaine is back with his new single and a track that I just can't get enough of. This is a real killer feel-good song that was number one most added Canadian single at country radio the week of April 19th, and one that is going to be a fan favorite for Jason when he plays live music this summer. Jason Blaine has been a staple in Canadian country music for more than a decade, with over 12 top 10 singles, including hits such as Cool, Countryside, Friends of Mine, and Born to Love, and also becoming a respected craftsman of hits for other artists, including Chris Jensen, Parmalee, Petrick, and Madeline Merlot, and others in the Nashville community. With multiple CCMAs, SoCan, and CMA Ontario Awards, over 20-plus radio hits, 6 full-length albums, and over 8 million digital streams, Jason has become one of Canada's Canadian treasures. At the root of it all, Jason Blaine was born to sing, write, play guitar, and entertain. His love for country music has taken him to the forefront of the Canadian music scene, where he has remained for over a decade, and I feel like he is just getting started. Here to talk about his nomination, his new single, more new music, and live performances coming up, and his celebrity golf classic is Canadian country star Jason Blaine. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How's the weather
awesome there? Oh, it's gorgeous. It's great.
Oh, I bet. Have you been out fishing lately?
You know what? Well, not this week, but a couple weeks ago, I was out with the boys, and I posted on my Instagram about it. We were fishing some pretty big lake trout. It was pretty fun.
Nice. I haven't been fishing at all in the last year, and it's terrible. I miss it so much. Absolutely miss it.
Well, it's about to get to that good time of year for it up there, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. We got nice weather now, so thank goodness for that. Very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so nice to hear your voice. It's so great to connect with you finally and get to do this.
I know. It's been, what, over a year, I think? Since I had you on the show last, you've had lots going on. Congratulations on the nomination, Album of the Year for Diamonds in the Desert.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really an honor to be recognized once again, this time by the CMA Ontario. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up really fast, just around the corner.
Yes, it is. Just around the corner. Next week, can't wait to head on up to Hamilton to perform the new single on the show and to see everybody again.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. We miss you out here.
Well, I'm looking forward to several shows in Ontario this summer. We've got Tilsonburg Turtle Fest on June 17th. And so that's going to be the first one to kick us off. And then we've got two more yet in Ontario this summer. We've got this one called Holyrood, and it's in Corbyville, Ontario, and my stopping grounds,
Pembroke,
also in July, is Renfrew, actually, Ottawa Valley. So,
okay,
we'll be playing the Renfrew Roots Festival.
Very cool. So, I'm going to see you on the road.
I hope so.
I'm looking forward to it. I get to talk to you live once again instead of doing it this way. That'll be so cool. I get to see you play live. It's been such a long time. I think it was Boots and Hearts the last time.
Yeah. I imagine you'll be at the CMA Ontario.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely going to be at the CCMAs.
That's great to hear.
Do you remember the very first time that you were up on stage for an award? Do you remember that moment, what it was like for you?
Yeah, I mean, my my first major award was for They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore at the 2012 CCMA Awards on national television. That was my first major award, and I'll never forget it. It was so, so surreal to hear them call my name and to hear them announce that song as the single of the year was incredible and certainly a highlight for me to this day.
Oh, that's amazing. When you look at what success looked like to you at the beginning of your career and when you were chasing this dream and what success looks like after all these years, what it looks like to you today? What's the difference?
Sure. Well, I think for me, I always wanted to be a part of the community. And so at the beginning of the journey, you know, I had a handful of friends, just a handful of friends in the music industry. And now, you know, after, you know, it's been a 20-year journey at this point.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And now I've got, like, so many friends, like, you know, like probably over 1,000 friends in the music industry, from artists to radio, or more than that. I imagine if you add them all up, on goodness gracious, I got like thousands of Facebook friends and stuff, and I, folks wish me happy birthday on my birthday, as everybody does, and and I know everybody when I scroll through all the comments and like them and say thanks, I know everybody. And so
it's pretty special
success in it. Yeah, it's very special. And I love everybody. And, you know, and anytime we get together for the CCMA week or the CMA Ontario, just seeing everybody, being a member of the community, having these wonderful relationships with folks, some of them I go back 20 years. That's really one of the major markers of success, is that, you know, I'm still a member of the community and know everybody and have these great relationships, but just to be still doing it and still, you know, just playing in this game of you know, making music, making records and touring, and that's the win for me. And then when we can get some recognition, you can get a hit song, or you can still have a, you know, an award nomination. That's just the extra stuff. But at the end of the day, man, it really is the relationships and the friendships over the years.
It's kind of cool when you go back and you're coming back into Canada to be able to go to some of these awards and places that you've grown up and playing those stages each year. It's got to be cool to see these people at the award shows, like you said, your friends, but people that you stood beside and didn't know one another, you know, in the beginning, and you were all looking around the room and checking everybody out and who was the veterans at that time and the people that you were standing shoulder to shoulder that were new like you. And then you walk into these shows today and you guys are the veterans and you're seeing all the new artists come up. It's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah. It really is. And it's just wonderful, like I say, to be a part of the community. And then anytime you're up for a nomination, especially a nomination like Album of the Year, you know that it was voted on by your industry peers and people that you respect. So it means all that much more.
You have worked with the best in the business. Is there an artist that you would love to work with or write or perform with that you haven't yet, that's a bucket list artist for you?
Oh, sure. For me, that would be somebody like one of my Canadian faves, like Bryan Adams would be one of them. I would have to say, you never know. It seems like he's dipped his toe into country music a little bit, you know, with a great collaboration with Tenille.
Downs,
which is awesome.
Well, so, he's done it now with a couple people, and I guess, you know, with everybody that's recording, you know, at his studio and going in there, he takes time to meet and greet everybody. And it's just, very cool.
He's just the GOAT, as far as I'm concerned, for being an artist and great representation of a fantastic artist. Long time admirer over here.
Same thing with Chad too. from Nickelback and on how many artists he's working with now. And yeah, it's really cool to see some of these legends, coming in and starting to dip their toe into the country music genre. Pretty cool. Yeah, because
It's very cool.
Nickelback's playing Boots and Hearts this year,
Yeah,
which
well,
is
you
cool.
know, a lot of, see, 20 years ago, a lot of people grew up on that, you know, that music. I mean, you're going back 15, 20 years ago, and the genres all collide because, you know, we all listen to all of that stuff. You might have a Nickelback record, you might have a Keith Urban record, you know, in your truck at the same time, and so it makes total sense. Those fans are all the same people.
Who is your favorite on radio Canadian artist right now? Any genre?
Oh, any genre. Well, I really have. I'm. Gosh, it's so hard to say. You're really putting me on the spot. Because I, there's so many wonderful, you know, guys and gals, you know, and so many of them are friends of mine. I was recently found myself hanging out with my friends Jason Berry and Shane Gousse, who play in Dean Brody's band, and I
Nice.
found myself at a Dean show hanging out with them, and I was just watching that show and watching Dean, you know, up there doing his thing and playing all those songs. And I mean, you know, hats off to Dean, especially. And he's a great artist, but as a songwriter,
Huge. Yeah.
he's just terrific. And those songs are, you know, I've long said I'm a fan of those songs. You know, whether it's either side of the border, I think those songs hold up. But you know, it's as good as anything.
He's amazing, to be able to go in a very quiet place out in nature and to be able to write his music and come out with an album. It's just like he's a phenomenal writer and just such a gentle soul. I absolutely love him to death. And he puts on one hell of a show. Shane and Jason, it's just like those are shows that you remember. The live entertainment, these guys do very well as entertainers.
Yeah.
Makes a big, big difference when you can perform, not just in the studio and cut a record, but to deliver live performances like that and entertain the fans. That's why he does so
Yeah.
well. Yeah. Same with you.
And then yes, and then you know, you go over to the other side of it and you talk about the great female artists in Canada, and you look at young Tenille Townes, who
I love
invited
her.
me to she invited me out a decade ago to be one of her, you know, very first guest artist at her Big Hearts for Big Kids
Oh,
in Grand
wow.
Prairie,
I
and
forgot about
then
that.
since invited me back a number of times as well to and see her star rise the way it has. It's just been a real joy to watch, because she's just such a special soul and special spirit, and we've all known that for a very long time. So she's just got a big, you know, champion, a cheer, you know, from the sidelines in me.
Oh, that's awesome. She's got a heart of gold, that girl. And as humble as they come too, she's just the sweetest, sweetest human being. And we relate so well. And it's just like the moment you talk to her, it just feels like an old time friend. She's just such a sweetheart.
Oh, absolutely.
You've done a lot of different projects with artists in Canada as well as in Nashville there. Is there a song that you have written that you really connected with to another artist? Is it difficult to give them up when you're writing?
Well, there's a song that I wrote that was recorded recently by Scotty McCreery, and it's on his most recent record. It's called "It'll Grow on You," and it's really the friends that I wrote it with were from all different places in America. But one thing we had in common was we all have a love for our hometown and our small town, and they're really, you know, even though they're in different places geographically, they're really kind of the same thing. It's just that sweet small town that you're from, and you know, it's like the message of the song is careful, careful traveling by this place. You know, you might find yourself wanting to hang around there, and because a town like this, it'll grow on you.
It's kind of cool when I'm listening to your music now and how much it's taking you back to your roots and the simple things in life and how important it is, just like the manners for real Southern country, you know, the way that we used to be or how we would look at country, you know, in the past. Just getting back to those simple things and being a part of community and how much heart and soul it is just to care about your neighbors, you know, genuine relationships. And that's what I hear so much in your music now. So it's very cool.
Well, sure. Well, you know, and it's just easy. It's just, you know, I'm still that same small town guy, you know, I'm still, and that's part of why I've remained connected to my roots where I'm originally from in the Ottawa Valley in Pembroke, Ontario. And this will be our ninth annual, should be our 10th annual. But it'll be our ninth annual charity golf and, concert fundraiser, and it's going to be an amazing year this year with special guests Chad Brownlee returning and Andrew Hyatt.
Oh, nice.
and
Chad's gonna
Brian
be there.
John Hartwood and Rivertown
awesome.
Saints, and then also hockey NHL legend Doug Gilmour will be making a special appearance this year as well. What a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Help us raise some money, and we've raised over $700,000 for local charities in the area. And it's a way that I've been able to stay connected to my roots and bring my family from Nashville to Pembroke. It's 1,000 miles door to door, and we make the trip every year and just have a great time. And it's something I always look forward to. It's been a real labor of love.
Incredible! Over $700,000 for 40 local charities over the years, and that's going to be held on the 21st of June, so that's coming up really soon. So it's so nice to hear that Chad's going to be out playing again, because I love him to death. He's just such an amazing person. I still have Doug Gilmour's jersey that he signed for me, and all the Leafs signed for me, and I still wear that.
That's awesome.
Nice to see him get on there on Twitter and social media and cheering for the Leafs. And, you know, just,
yeah,
it was, it was really cool, you know, to watch that this year. Really cool. You are up, or you've just received 2 more gold certified awards in the fall last year to be recognized as the artist and entertainer and staple in Canadian country music. What does that mean to you to be recognized as a songwriter?
Oh, it's been, you know, really cool. The songs are what really shape our careers, and really they're the beginnings of everything. You know, it's the circle of life of a song. It's like, it's sort of born a number of times: the day you write it, the day you get into the studio and record it, the day radio finally adds it and plays it and hopefully it becomes a hit. Mm-hmm. But then ultimately when you get to go out and play it live for the fans, that's really what it's all about. Because, you know, they're the vehicles that take you and put you together with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's all about. It's the connection, it's the coming together of everybody and how music brings everybody together. And songs for every moment in life. That's why I've always loved country music. There's really there's songs about life, and there's a song for every occasion, and we never run out of them.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about this often on the show when it comes to the younger artists that are coming up in their thought process to chase what's on radio at the time. And we always, you know, talk to the artists about that, because I would imagine you would give advice too by just saying that, you know, like you just said now, there's always a moment in time. Even though people write about breakups, or they write about love, and they write about different things that we're going through in life, when that person is going through something, they're going to connect to your song. It's not about chasing what's on radio. It's about writing something that's authentic to you and something that you connect with. And someone out there is going to be going through whatever you've written about, like you just said. It's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, people are people, and we're pretty much all the same. People have, you know, similar hopes and dreams and love for their hometowns and their loved ones and their mamas, you know, and so we all kind of love the same things. But somebody really, you know, wise once told me that, you know, it has all been done, but the only thing that really matters and makes an artist or a songwriter is how you say it.
Mm.
You know, everybody will say it a little bit differently, and that's what makes everything unique.
I guess when you're writing lyrics and fans come up to you, you might have written the song, you know, based on an inspiration or a story and going in a certain direction, and then have a fan come up to you and they interpret it completely different, and you never would have saw it connecting to that subject. But people's stories, their personal life gets attached to the words that you guys write. And it's pretty special moments when you're hearing stories from fans.
There's nothing better. You know, I was a little bit late to the TikTok party, and I still am. But somebody just showed me recently that my song and my video for Dance With My Daughter, well, the song in particular, has been used somewhere between 500 and 1,000 times on TikTok in dances at weddings with brides and their fathers. And so for folks to have taken my song and made it part of a special moment in their life, I mean, that's really the highest compliment, you know. And I've had those moments in my career a number of times. I was at a show years ago, and I was signing some autographs and taking pictures and meeting the fans after the show. And a young man came up and said, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I heard your song, They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore." And I was not living my best life, and I was getting into some bad things in the city, and I'm from a small town, and I was kind of estranged from my father for a number of years, and I got my life back together, and I reconnected with my father, and now here he is right here. I wanted to introduce him to you, and this was because I heard your song. And that was, you know, it about moved me to tears in the moment. It was just, you know, so powerful. And that's just less about me and more the power of songs and music and how they connect all of us.
Incredible. Incredible to hear a story like that and actually meet, you know, the two people that were brought together from a song of yours. That's a special moment. Something that you don't forget. And just to know that you're touching people like that, I'm sure that, like, when you're writing, do you write from a place of, like, when you first started songwriting, did you write it? I don't know. A lot of people call it therapy. You know, just being able to share their feelings in a different way that maybe they're not able to do when they talk to people. How did it start for you?
Well, that's a really great question. For me, I would say that it was really just an effort to try to create my own songs. I was such a fan and student of country music, and so in the beginning, I was really just trying to kind of write my own record. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't even know how to go about finding songs or getting them. So, you know, I didn't even know how. Growing up in Pembroke, I was so far, I was 1,000 miles away from Nashville, so I didn't know how you would go about finding songs or how that even happened. So, you know, it was actually my father said, "Well, why don't you write your own songs then, you know, to make a record?" And I'm like, "Well, you know what, maybe I will." And so that was really the impetus of that. I just sort of, I thought very boldly, I thought, "Well, I'll just do that then." Little did I know, it's super easy to write songs. It's very hard to write good songs. So, and even harder to write great songs. You go through the whole thing. You have to write 1,000 bad songs before you start writing anything good. Mm-hmm. You really, and it's just a journey. It's just a real, it's just time. And Glenn Frey says it's time and thought and patience and work and sweat. That's really the way I approach it. Sometimes, you know, often I've pulled from real life, you know, in a lot of my songs, but sometimes we just make it up just for fun. And just, it could be true, it could be not be true. And it's just, they're just stories, you know. Mm-hmm. There's really two different kinds of songs, and that's what I love about it. Sometimes you just tell a great story like Johnny Cash would do, just make it up. And then there's also the real stuff where you're just really being honest and autobiographical, and they both serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm. I bet, yeah, like, when you look at it like that, definite cool way to say that. Very cool. With all the blood, sweat, and tears, you're talking about that, the highs and the lows that come with pursuing, you know, the music career, because like you said, it takes an awful lot to write a really great song that, you know, ends up getting on radio or that people notice. What has been the most valued advice that you would give a young Jason Blaine starting out right now?
the most valued advice, it would be to tell your story, to figure out what your story is, and tell your story through your music, and let people really know who you are and what you are all about through your story and your music. That's really important, and something I wish I knew a little bit more of whenever I first started out. You come out of the gate with your first song, and if you only ever get one, people sort of identify you as that one thing. So if you're Billy Ray Cyrus or something like that, they'll, for years and years, they'll think, you're Achy Breaky Heart Guy or whatever, for that one, until you're able to, if you're lucky enough to even get another song out, then you could be known for something else. But I always tell new artists, be very careful what your first big hit is.
That's a really, really interesting look at that. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Yeah, that's really cool. Very good advice. You released Diamonds in the Desert since I had you on the show last. And was this project? I'm going to play a few of the songs today because I want everybody to hear that body of work because you're up for that award and also your new single. But let's talk about that project and what it was to be recognized for that body of work for Album of the Year this year.
Well, that really meant the world to me, because again, it was voted by industry peers who I respect so much, and it was a really special project. It is a special album. It's something that I've had in my heart for a long time. I mean, I really just wanted to get into music so I could be Vince Gill, from an early age. I just wanted to sing like him, play like him, write like him, and somewhere along the way, I had to try to find my own identity as well. But these are my heroes. The guitar guys are all my heroes. Steve Warner. Later, I totally got into John Mayer. And, of course, I love Chris Stapleton these days like everybody else does. He's
absolutely
so wonderful. there's a common thread between all of those records, the records that all of those guys would make and the records that I'm a fan of. And they were very, very organic, very raw. You could hear all of the instruments, but the records weren't loaded up with a million tracks. It's just basically like old, very band approach, bass, drums, guitar, maybe a little bit of organ or piano, but slightly. And you could just hear everything. You hear all the parts. And it's sort of guitar driven and roots country based and blues influenced as well. And so I never had made that record, even though that's the stuff I love most to listen to. So I finally thought, well, that was crazy that I haven't made a record like that if this is what I most love to listen to in my own spare time. So I finally made that record, and I'm just so proud of it and how those songs turned out. Worked with an incredible producer pal of mine, great drummer as well, Jay Took. And we're going to do some more of that stuff too. I'd like to see that exist in a parallel to my mainstream country artist career. There's just a world of opportunities now with streaming services and way more opportunities to get your music out there. For years it was a one track thought process. Really, it was all about getting on mainstream country radio, which we're doing, once again with this really great track that's climbing the charts called "The Road That Raised You Up," and I love doing that too. It's just a right down the middle country heater, and I'm so proud of how that turned out. But it is so competitive and so hard at country radio.
Lord.
If you can get one or two of those a year, there's a lot of year left to be doing other music and other stuff as well too. And so there's no reason to not have a couple of different projects going at once all the time.
Yeah, because those platforms that you're talking about, like with Apple and Spotify and Amazon and, just the different platforms that artists have now, people are starting to hear a lot more, because before it's just when you get known on radio, they'll play, like once you've had a few singles, it's a lot easier you know, to get a song on radio because they know you. The radio stations know you well. The fans know you. But for a new artist coming up, it's difficult. It's very hard, you know, to get on mainstream radio. So these platforms have a big role today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And there's so many tools available to artists, new and seasoned, you know. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my heroes. I met him I live in Hendersonville, and I was talking to Ricky Skaggs one day. We ran into each other out in Hendersonville, and some of those guys, they're incredibly happy with streaming services and all that stuff, mm-hmm. because all of their music is available on everybody's phone now. You know, it's not in some discount bin, you know, at a dollar store.
That's
somewhere
what Jamie,
at a Walmart.
And Jamie Warren says the same thing. He says, if I get on radio, that's a bonus. He said, but, you know, just to get it out there now is just, it's totally different. Yeah, different game.
And yes. And a whole new generation of fans are discovering some of this great music, mm-hmm. and these guys are touring more than ever. So, you know, I'm probably like, I'm not the young new artist, and I'm not like the old guy either. I'm like right there, mm-hmm. in the middle. So, you know, along with, you know, we're all sort of in the same high school class, you know, me and Dean Brody and Dallas and all those guys. And,
exactly.
You know, and Gord Bamford. And so, you know, but it gives all of us, it's very hopeful because, you know, you could, you know, I see some of my heroes and all their hair turning gray, and I'm like, I want to still do this when my hair turns gray.
Absolutely. You better be. You're going to have me knocking on your door, Nicole. Okay, you're not done yet. Because I love your music. You know I'm such a huge fan. I'm going to be playing.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I'm going to be playing your whole album. So,
oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, I want to play the whole album because I've been doing this a lot just in the last month or two because I think it's really important for fans to hear the whole body of work, you know, for a project. Instead of just hearing one song that's hit radio that they've heard of and they skim by everything else. And it's incredible, all the new fans that have been coming from that. So I think it's really important for, you know, my platform to be able to use that and play the entire thing.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so proud of this record, Diamonds in the Desert. And it really kind of, even though there's only seven tracks, it really is a picture of a lot of different things that I love to do, mm-hmm. and you can hear all of those influences that I mentioned in each one of these songs, including a Willie Nelson influence in the last track.
Oh, nice. We're talking about Pretend You're Mine, which we're going to be playing first up. So tell us a little bit about that one. That was the last single that you released from the album, because that's got that cool beach vibe, you know, and the warm weather coming up, and I thought that would be a cool one to start this off.
You know, and that you talk about how songs are perceived. That was never my intent, was to make it feel like a beach song or something. But everybody says this makes me want to sip a margarita on a beach. And I said, okay, well, that's a good feeling to have if that's what you get from it. But that song was really, I was pulling from, you know, my John Mayer influences on that particular song, and just a cool vibe, and actually a little bit of. Canadian band Trooper perhaps as well.
Oh, wow.
Too.
I can see that. Yeah, very cool. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Pretend You're Mine by country star and entertainer Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
Pretend I'm yours. no need to be afraid to say goodbye. Meet me in the moonlight in my arms tonight. Kiss me like you miss me with those lies. I won't make you say it, baby, one more time. Just pretend I'm yours and I'll pretend you're mine.
That was Pretend You're Mine by country star Jason Blaine off his Diamonds in the Desert, released in 2022. Let's talk about co-writes that you've had recently. Talk to us about working with Brian John Harwood. Nothing more country than that.
Yes, Brian and I became fast friends just a few years ago. He reached out to see if I'd be interested in writing, and we wrote this song. I think it might have been one of the first songs we wrote, if not the first song we wrote. And we were just talking about, you know, how perceptions change. You know, country music is not necessarily, it's not about like the, you know, wearing a cowboy hat. I've never worn a cowboy hat. I look completely ridiculous.
That's true. I've never seen you with one.
I wish I could. It would make my life easier, but I think they're awesome. But you know, and it's not about like big belt buckles or Wrangler jeans or anything. It's not about that, but it's really about like your way of life and your values and mm-hmm. That's the thing that's always drawn us, the two of us. And Brian sure doesn't look traditionally country with his high top Nikers and his you know, tattoos and ripped jeans and stuff. And but you know what, the image of what is, you know, country has been evolving and changing for years. And it's really, you know, I don't think any of the biggest stars wear like cowboy hats, like Luke Bryan and, you know, Morgan Wallen and stuff. But, you know, all these guys, you know, we all grew up listening to the same stuff. We all grew up in the same small towns. And, you know, that's what this song is about.
I love the message in the song and bringing back, you know, those values and the roots and helping and caring for one another. Just having pride in your name, you know, stand what the name stands for in a family, and, you know, keeping your word.
Yeah.
And, you know, just growing up in a small town and knowing everybody and caring about one another, being there for each other if somebody needs help. It's all those things that when you strip away all the noise in your life and when you're a little bit older, you remember those. Those are the things that you really gravitate to as fond memories and those fun times. Just
well, when Brian asked me, I couldn't agree more. And when Brian asked me to be a part of the video shoot, it was an easy yes for me, because that the message of this song is something that I could proudly stand with. And mm-hmm. Which is really, as you said, it's really about just kindness and being there for one another as family and as friends and as community. And so that's a message that I can get behind all day long.
Absolutely. And I knew you were part of it. As soon as I heard the lyrics, I knew you were a part of it. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Nothing More Country Than That by Brian John Harwood featuring country star Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
County lines, it's more than just getting high on the moonshine. It's more than cornfields, tractors, and pickup trucks, whiskey soaked neon nights, and getting all jacked up. It ain't only all about what they think it is. Hell no, there's something a little more to it. It's in the way you raise, runs deep as your roots, from the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots. It's how you treat that girl. What you're made of. Ain't nothing more country than that. It's in a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that. Ain't nothing more country than that. More than a Bass Pro hat turned back, it ain't about spitting that red man. More than a draw, y'all. More than an accent or what's on your playlist. There's something a little more to it. It's in the way you were raised, runs deep as your roots, from the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots. It's how you treat that girl when she's holding your hand. You meet her kin, it's all yes sir, thank you ma'am. Small town touch, you want what you made of. Ain't nothing more country than that. In a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that. It ain't only all about what they think it is. Hell nah, there's something a little more to it. From the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots. It's how you treat that girl when she's holding your hand. You meet her kin, it's oh yes sir, thank you man. Small town tough, show them what you're made of. Ain't nothing more country than that. It's in a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that. Ain't nothing more country than that. Ain't nothing more country than that.
That was Nothing More Country Than That by country artist Brian John Harwood featuring my very special guest, star Jason Blaine. Released earlier this year, great message celebrating what it really means to have country values and love for one another. Pride in who you are and your roots and the values that you grew up with. Nothing more country than that. Love it. That was just such a cool tune that both of you had, but it's such a fun song too. Very easygoing, and it just makes you feel
so
good.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does, and it was so fun to be a part of.
Let's talk about your new single, your new chapter, and what you're focusing on in your choice of music to release this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, thank you so much. The Road That Raised You Up is my current single, and it's climbing the charts at country radio right now thanks to major support from Pure Country right out of the gate across the nation. And,
number one.
And many other, yes, most added. I'm so excited about this song. It's a song that I wrote by myself on a drive between the Ottawa airport and Pembroke, Ontario one day in about an hour and 45 minutes. Just driving back home to my hometown to visit my folks and friends and family, and I had the idea typed into my, you know, my little notes in my phone of song ideas to write, you know, maybe co-write with somebody, and but it just started coming to me, as a lot of the times it really does. A lot of times songs come when you're driving alone on a long drive. You can get, you start tapping on the wheel and start getting some ideas flowing, and so no guitar, just, you know, just nice. Singing out loud in the car, driving and tapping along, and then sort of voice memoing the song when I could. And as soon as I got to my folks' place, I said a quick hello and grabbed my dad's acoustic guitar and voice memoed the song. And it's pretty much, I didn't change anything from lyrically or melodically, really. I'm sure someday I'll post that, you know, early voice memo online just for fun. And it's, you know, we came back to Nashville and recorded it. And it's out there, and it's really a message about, you know, everybody's got that special place, you know, that made them who they are. And you take a little piece of that place everywhere you go. So it's a sweet thought to, you know, want to, you know, go back to that place and really meet somebody's people, meet their friends and fam, and meet and walk in those same roads that raised them up.
Very cool. I loved the title and just that play on words. It's just very unusual, but, you know, it just hits home the moment you hear it. And we all can relate to it. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the exciting new single, The Road That Raised You Up, by country star and entertainer Jason Blaine, here on Music's Journey.
I want to know where your hometown is. I want to go where you spent those nights, cheering for the home team with your besties under those Friday lights. Want to meet your mama, I want to meet your dad. Tell me, do you want to take me back? Was it a red dirt road or an old two-lane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down, take me down the road that raised you up. Where'd you learn how to drive that truck? Where'd you get that fire inside? Take me back all the way to that place before you were mine. Where you spent your Sundays, girl? Where you got that heart? Show me around your world, take me right back to the start. Was it a red dirt road on an old two-lane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down, take me down the road that raised you up. Was it a red dirt road or an old two-lane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down, come on, take me down the road that raised you up.
That was the hot new single, The Road That Raised You Up, by country star and entertainer Jason Blaine. Don't forget you can download your copy on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. You can also request it at your local country radio station. This one is going to be so amazing to see you play live. Such a cool tune
live. Thank you. I can't wait to play this with my band this summer in our live show and play it on the award show. It's going to be so fun to bring it to life, because as I told you, that's what it's all about. I mean, the whole reason we do this and write songs, it's not for simply our own amusement. It's really to share them with the fans. And so I hope everybody's streaming the heck out of it, tuning in and requesting it on your local radio station. Get to know it and hope you love it and sing along this summer.
This one I'm going to look forward to, and I'm going to be shooting those photos of you as you're singing this one. I'm looking forward to it. Do you have other songs that you're going to be releasing new music this year?
Absolutely. In fact, today and yesterday, we've been shooting a music video for something very, very special. I'm so excited about. It's a very special song, I'll tell you this much. It's a very special song. It's sort of a follow-up to Dance With My Daughter, which is still probably the biggest viral hit songs of my career. It made it onto Good Morning America in 2020, and all these dads dancing with their daughters. It's just absolutely amazing. So this is an answer to that song in that it's a special song for moms and sons.
Nice. Oh, this is going to be so special. You're speaking to my heart now. You're speaking to mine, because my son's a huge fan now. He's such a huge fan for country music now, which is something we didn't have in common, because he grew up with rock music that I loved to listen to back then. And then I started doing a lot of country. And so we have such a tight bond, such a special relationship. So I cannot wait to hear this one. When's that coming out?
We have a final mix on it now, and we're doing the video, and we're just trying to get everything in place. I'm not sure exactly when it'll be coming out, but it will be coming out this year.
Nice. I am so looking forward to that one. And that's going to be pretty special for this time of the year, too. Perfect timing. Wedding season.
Right. And it could even be, it'll probably come out sooner than later, really. I'm so excited. I probably won't be able to contain myself, but I just want to really release it properly so this little song has its best shot.
I am so looking forward to it. You also have, as I said, you started something pretty special in 2011. We've talked about it earlier at the beginning, you know, of the show. We're talking about I think you also did Gord Bamford's, is how it started when you started the charity. Didn't it start with his annual charity golf classic that gave you the idea to start your own?
Yeah, it really was.
2011 or something
years
like that,
ago.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, a decade ago, Gord, it was at least a decade ago, Gord invited me as a special guest to his charity golf and concert fundraiser. And I had never been to anything like that. I guess you get a couple of hits under your belt and you get a little bit of success and people invite you out with all these cool people. And I'm out golfing with the captain of the Calgary Flames at the time, Curtis Glenn Cross, and we're just having a great time. And I thought, man, this is really, really cool. And it totally gave me a vision to start something like this in my hometown. And then Gord was our first special guest. Mm-hmm. He helped us kick it all off and gave me some great advice early on about putting together a wonderful committee, which we did. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get my pal Bamford back next year as we celebrate 10 years.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Just the reunion to bring that all back together where it all started. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's on the 21st, and that's in Pembroke, Ontario.
That's right.
So you're going to be playing that, and you've got some pretty special guests again. You got Chad's going to be there. And who else did you say?
Andrew Hyatt and Brian Don Harwood and the Rivertown Saints and hockey legend Doug Gilmore.
So you're going to be playing, again, I would imagine you're going to be playing that song with Brian as well. That'd be cool to hear you two play that.
Yes, most definitely.
Nice. Andrew, I love him. He is such a talent. Andrew Hyatt, wow.
He's a great dude, great artist, and a good friend.
And Doug Gilmore, well, I'm going to have to try to get out to this one. Definitely have to try to make a trip to get out there.
Well, come on.
I'm going to try.
We're really excited about this year, and it's been so wonderful to have all of the support from the community has really rallied around this event, and to see it grow into what it's become has been amazing. And again, great support from Pure Country, And they're playing the heck out of my new song, too, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And we're playing it. We're playing it and playing it. So this one's going to be going international. So we're going to play it as much as we possibly can for you because I love it. I love everything you do. You're such an amazing writer, but you're such an amazing singer-songwriter. But you're just it's just such a pleasure every time I meet you. Every time I talk to you,
oh,
you're
Kim,
just
thank
so
you. You're so
kind.
Sweet.
You are so kind and you thank care you. About what you do and it shows and you care so much about your community. So thank you for everything that you've done for all of this time, raising the money for 40 local charities. That's unbelievable for 700,000, over 700,000. That's really cool. You got to be so proud of that.
Thank you.
So
well,
proud.
Thank you so much for saying and thank you for shining a light on that. And on my music and for inviting me onto your show once again. I always enjoy talking with you. You're such a champion for country music and especially for Canadian country music. And so we just thank you for doing what you do and continuing to just wave the flag for country music the way you do. It's just fantastic. We need lots of you out there. So
aww.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, you guys are... you know, such a pride. You're a staple in Canadian country music, and you've really paved the way for a lot of the artists that are coming up right now, too. And just such a special, special artist you are. And we are so grateful for you sharing your gift with us and allowing us to be able to be a part of your life and in your incredible talent. Just an incredible songwriter. Incredible songwriter.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to be here. So thank you, Kim. And, well, thanks everybody for tuning in and hope you follow along. Follow me on Instagram at Jason Blaine Official and on TikTok as well. And more music to come.
Can't wait for the new one. We're going to be listening. You make sure you say hi to your beautiful wife and I will see your pictures of fishing. You're going to have to hold it up and go, okay, this one's for you because I miss it.
Okay.
I really miss it. You take care of yourself and
all
I will
right.
see you on the road.
Okay, we'll see you there. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to play the title track by Jason Blaine off his album right now that he is up for an award for June 6th, and that is Diamonds in the Desert here on Music's Journey.
There are diamonds in the desert, in the sand. There's a priceless hidden treasure in the heart of everyone, and the only way to get there is to find yourself, to know which way to run. Everyone's a dreamer. Once upon a time, we all make believe that we can fly. One day we reach the canyon, stare across the great divide, settle for the view on the safer side. There are diamonds in the desert, in the sand. There's a priceless hidden treasure in the heart of everyone, and the only way to get there is to walk right through the fear you're running from. We set out from the garden, searching for the promised land, somewhere the horizon meets the road. Over hills and through the valley lies a place beyond the map. Everyone must find it on their own. There are diamonds in the desert, in the sand. There's a priceless hidden treasure in the heart of everyone,
same beneath the sun. There's a price, this hidden treasure in the heart of everyone. And the only way to get there is to find yourself, to know. There are diamonds in the desert.
That was the title track, Diamonds in the Desert, by my very special guest, country star and entertainer, Jason Blaine. We're going to play the second track right now. Here is End of the Rain by country star Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
Best dress, honey, I wanna take you out. We'll dig into next month's money for a night on the town. They got two for ones till 7:30 down at Smoky Joe's. If the spirit moves us, we can cut out early, make love to the radio. Oh, hold on to me, babe, your hand in mine. Until those clouds break and the sun comes out to shine. It won't be long now, the tide is gonna change. You can feel it on the wind blowing in, the beginning of the end of the rain. Sweet smile, darling, it's gonna be alright. The wolves outside the front door, no, they won't find us tonight. Cause we got somewhere we can be, this reckless in the air. We can dance those high heels off your feet, let the night mess up your hair. Oh, hold on to me, babe, your hand. It won't be long now, the tide is gonna change. You can feel it on the wind blowing in, the beginning of the end of the rain. Feel it on the wind blowing in, the beginning of the end of the rain. Feel it on the wind blowing in, the beginning of the end of the rain.
That was the second track off Diamonds in the Desert that was released in 2022, and the track is called End of the Rain by my very special guest, country star Jason Blaine. Here is Nobody Knows You by Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
She knows what I'm looking for. When I come walking through the door, she knows me by name. The guys at work know me as the one guy who always has a good joke.
can laugh the end of the day. Mama knows I love Jesus, and Daddy knows I try, but nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you like your baby. She's seen me low, she's seen me high. What makes me laugh, what makes me cry? She knows just where to stick the knife if she wanted to. When it comes to a lover,
that was Nobody Knows You off the album Diamonds in the Desert by my very special guest, country star Jason Blaine. Here is Hide from the World by Jason Blaine, featuring Kelly Prescott here on Music's Journey.
We've been working and waiting on a week. ready to dive off the deep end, nobody else around. Somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, ain't no worries and no cares, where we can't be found. Hey baby, what you say? We go and fly away, where love and honeysuckle just grow wild.
That was Hide from the World featuring Kelly Prescott by my very special guest, country star Jason Blaine, off his album Diamonds in the Desert. We're going to be playing the album in its entirety today. Hope you're going to enjoy this as much as we do. He is such an incredible artist. This is one that is just such a special moment in his life, a special chapter. So I think we're all going to be enjoying this one for a long time to come. Let's play the next one right now. Here is My Arms Are Open by country artist Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
When your world is shaking, babe, love has let you down, and the water that you're wading in is getting deep enough to drown. When your heart is on the mend and you feel like you could use a friend, we can try. Shadows of the moonlight fade,
fall soft against your skin. And you're looking just to find a way to cure the lonely creeping in. You've got my number in your phone. No, we don't have to be alone. Baby, don't you know that my arms are open, babe, reaching out for you. My arms are open, babe, and there's nothing
That was My Arms Are Open by my very special guest, Jason Blaine. And that is off his album, Diamonds in the Desert. That is the sixth track on the album. And again, we're going to be playing this one in its entirety, as well as his new single coming up. Here's the last track on the album, and that is That Close Again by country artist Jason Blaine, here on Music's Journey.
What I'd give for one more chance to hit rewind, go back in time for one more dance. Oh, I wouldn't wait or hesitate to let love in if I ever get that close again. I would speak my heart, let it lead the way, say all the words a woman needs a man to say. Oh, I'd pull her close and let her know, like I should have then, if I ever get that close again. I could
thank you.
ever get that close again. If I ever get that close again.
This is the last track that you just heard, and that is That Close Again off of Diamonds in the Desert that was released in 2022 by my very special guest, country artist Jason Blaine. Don't forget you can download the album on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, and you can also request it at your favorite local radio station. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country star and entertainer Jason Blaine, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Jason Benoit, Billy Raful, Madeline Merlot, David Boyd James, Faber Drive, Jake Hoot, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. I got Mike Whiteside, Jade Eagleson, The Heels, Shantaya, New Moon Junction, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Elise Saunders, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harm and Ease. I've also got The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
I wanna know where your hometown is. I wanna go where you spent those nights, cheering for the home team with your besties under those Friday lights. Wanna meet your mama, I wanna meet your dad. Tell me, do you wanna take me back? Was it a red dirt road or an old Tulane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down. Take me down the road that raised you up. Where'd you learn how to drive that truck? Where'd you get that fire inside? Take me back all the way to that place before you were mine. Where you spent your Sundays, girl? Where you got that heart? Show me around your world, take me right back to the start. Was it a red dirt road or an old Tulane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up? What made you who you are that made me fall in love? Baby, take me down, take me down the road that raised you up. Your dad, show me around your world. Baby, take me back. Was it a red dirt road or an old Tulane? Did you leave one day in a cloud of dust? Lay down some blacktop marks, break some hearts, did you tear them up?